welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to episode 394 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal Sean Orford, and a very happy Christmas to you, Sean. How are you?
I'm very good, but I'm busy at the moment. you remind me about my old Nintendo DS, so
I'm regretting it already.
I've just hooked it up. Look at this. Look, Jamie Oliver.
Wow.
With all his recipes on DS. I'd forgotten I had that.
And it still works. Crazy. How old is that then?
Yeah, yeah.
10 years, 15 years old?
Got to be.
Yeah, we are. I brought that up because we've got, well, it's Christmas Eve as this goes out. So happy Christmas to everyone of you listening over either on Christmas Eve or a day or two after or whatever. I've got my little lad, Jacob, a secondhand DS from Father Christmas because you can't buy them new anymore, I don't think, because it's quite an old system, but he's well into his Nintendo stuff. So, and so was I. I used to have one of them. So it's going to be a nice little trip down memory lane, that.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you hadn't reminded me, I'd still be in the drawer. I should do my brain training and my word training.
Well, yeah, I've noticed you've been slipping of late. So, yeah, you need to get your your daily fix in, I think. We're talking about Christmas fun and games today in this episode because... Just clean my camera lens there. It's going to be a different Christmas for, well, pretty much everyone on planet Earth this year, for better or for worse. It's the way it is. We're kind of thinking that we're going to have to maybe revert to some more old-fashioned forms of entertainment and ways of amusing ourselves and over the Christmas period, because we're not going to be dashing around quite as much as we normally would at Christmas, which from my point of view is amazing. I'm quite looking forward to staying
just
still
chilling out
and chilling out, playing Nintendo endlessly. So, but yeah, before that, how's your week been, Sean? Are you kind of feeling like you're okay to unplug for a little while?
Yeah, it's been winding down for Christmas, and this year I'm not on any kind of emergency service list or anything like that, so it's a chill out. So my aim is to actually be off now until the 4th of January. And to just try and recharge a bit.
Cool.
Which I think I'll be okay with. I mean, obviously, with all the people I work with, when there's emergencies, people ring in, you know, they need to. But hopefully I'll be fairly clear. You know,
yeah.
It should be good.
You'll be fine. Same year. So my lads have been off school for a little bit and we're already kind of winding down quite nicely. We've had a nice little relatively chilled out period pre-Christmas, so bring it on, really. What would you normally be doing for Christmas, and how's your next week or so going to pan out, do you reckon? What are you hoping?
Well, no, normally we would have 14 for Christmas dinner, then by the end of the day there's usually about 25 people around here, and it's like this year it's not going to be like that. It'll be like sort of five, maybe six for lunch, and then you know, probably no one in the evening. And that's okay. That's all right. It'll be different. One of the things that, I mean, I've done the blog post to go with this, and it came from a conversation that I had with a nurse when you live in Spanish type cultures, very often they don't give presents until the 6th of January. And for us, that's really odd. I mean, some like Polish families very often have Christmas on Christmas Eve. And the reason why they do it on the 6th is because the 6th is the day that the three wise men were supposed to come and deliver the presents to Jesus. So that's the basis. So it's called the Fiesta de los Tres Reyes Magos. So it's the festival of the three wise men, you know, basically. So I'm saying, okay, that's interesting then. What do you do between Christmas and the 6th then? You know, you got 12 days to kind of fill in there. You know, that's a lot of stuff. And she just said to me, we play games. I mean, like, you're nutter. You know, we play games.
What do you do? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, games is a big part of Christmas. And then people are saying, oh, yeah, we won't be able to play games because we won't have people there. And then you start looking at, okay, what games could we play? And not just be stuck on the telly, but actually play some games together. And there are loads of games that you can play online using Zoom or whatever with other people. I mean, obviously the quizzes and stuff like that. There's a game that has quite a lot of popularity here at Christmas, which is where you put a thing in your mouth, so you look like that. That would be quite difficult to play online because everyone would have a thing to stick in their gob. I mean, I guess they do anyway because we don't all use the same one. that kind of stuff. You'd have to organise a bit. But is there a lot of difference between playing that kind of game when you're there as a team in the flesh, or whether you're there as a team online?
Probably. I mean, we had. You know, in the March, April, May period of this year, Zoom kind of instantly became the most popular bit of software in the history of the world. People used it for, you know, in various ways. You know, we did a lot of Zoom quizzes, which I got a little bit sick of eventually. But yeah, you know, it is for its limitations, it's been an amazing bit of software, you know, and other things like Zoom, like whatever. You might use WhatsApp video or whatever, FaceTime. It's weird how the technology for that seems to have come around at just the right moment that we needed it as a species, you know. It's strange, isn't it?
And it has been amazingly effective at keeping people in contact.
Well, this the podcast, we had already been doing some episodes by Skype, hadn't we? And it was a bit fiddly and faffy.
Yeah, I was in the Middle East, wasn't I? And that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we had been playing with that anyway. But it's been pretty cool. I'm not sure I ever need to see you again for the rest of my life, to be honest.
I don't know how you could live like that. That must be very difficult to even consider.
Yeah, but yeah. I should have Googled it, actually. Go on.
No. I was saying most of the games that we talk about playing, you can play online.
Yeah.
You know, and so what? I mean, that game that you were telling me about the jelly and the sweets, you couldn't do that online, could you?
Yeah. So Sean's blog post has got a few games that Christmas games that he used to play, I take it, or have played in over the years.
Yeah.
Some of which were familiar to me, such as Blind Man's Buff, which is good fun. Squeak, Piggy, Squeak.
Well, no, Squeak, Piggy, Squeak, you can play online. Because the way it works, Blind Man's Buff is where someone's blindfolded and they have to go around. But that makes it, you can't actually do that online, can you?
No.
So Squeak, Piggy, Squeak was a game where you'd have to, someone's blindfolded, properly blindfolded. Everyone in the room has kind of moved around or whatever, so they're in different places. Now they have to go find somebody and sit on their lap, delicately sit on their lap so you can't tell who it is. And then they say to the person, squeak, piggy, squeak. And the person has to make a squeaking noise. And then they have to guess who it is. Mad, isn't it? Especially when you've had a few glasses of wine. But you could actually do that on Zoom, couldn't you? You could have a whole load of Zoom people. Someone is blindfolded. It has to be blindfolded. And then everybody online, you know, whoever it is can go, wee!
You could easily do that on Zoom. Yeah, and I was thinking about some of the other ones. So we play quite a lot of charades at Christmas, traditionally, in my family. And that's quite easily done on Zoom, I would say. Board games maybe not, but some board games you can play online anyway through various websites. I mean, I was reading actually a book last night with my lad Jacob. It was a kid's book. He's learning to read. He's getting quite good. But it was about the history. It was about computer games, and it's like a really quite an oldish 15-year-old book. But it kind of it was kind of tracking the history of video games to the point where we can now play games online, video games. And like my own, my eldest son, Will, he's just got into Fortnite. We let him download Fortnite, which is this like mega addictive, like most popular game in the world now, probably. It's crazy. And I've played it and I can see why it's addictive because it's really good.
Isn't that the one that you can earn lots of money playing?
You can if you stream it to YouTube and talk over it and get a following to watch you and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm not.
Don't they have tournaments and things?
Oh, well, they do actually. Yeah, I think there's some coming up actually, so I might enter in them, see how I do. Anyway, but it's quite so. I mean, I know video games tend to have this concept of being quite antisocial and you're locked away in your house playing on your own, but you know, it can be bad for that, you know, but at the same time it's quite sociable as well, because yeah, my lad gets home from school having just seen his mates and he's straight onto the Switch, the Nintendo, and he puts the little earbuds in, just the normal Apple earbuds with the microphone, and he's chatting to his mates that he's just seen in school, and I can see the excitement in it, you know, and I can hear them all chatting away in the background. And You know, I would prefer he was out playing football or, you know, riding his bike, but it is quite a sociable thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way your world's set up for this Christmas, are you going to be able to do the things that you would normally do?
It's going to be different, that's for sure. So it was my turn to see my parents this year. Have them for lunch, so they're coming around to ours, all being well, still looking good. We're in their little bubble, so we'll be able to do as much with them as we feel comfortable and safe doing. And it's Bethan's family up the road that we're kind of missing out this year a little bit, but we'll see them outdoors, go for a walk or two with them, that kind of thing. So
yeah,
we have been for a while. We've been for quite a while. We've been looking forward to Christmas this year a little bit, just because we knew that it would be quite a good chance to have a quieter one, you know, and just where we can shut the door and lock ourselves away and eat food, drink, watch movies, play mad little board games and mad little other games that no other family in the world's ever heard of.
Yeah, no. To me, it's really important that we take this opportunity to have some fun. You know, well, one of the games we used to play, which usually turned out quite rude, was the Limerick game. You know, someone starts off. You know, there was a young lady from, you know, Wirral. You know, and then off you go, and you have to go round. One person has to do the next line as you go round. And sometimes they're hysterical. They're really funny.
Cool. Yeah, my mum and dad will probably get to play it this year, but I don't know where it came from or where, if my mum invented it or she learned it as a kid. I don't know. It's a game. It hasn't even got a name, so we should think of a name really. But you sit everyone around in a circle in a room, and you have a plate in front with either like Skittles or M&Ms or even jelly will do the trick. And everyone rolls the dice, which I think there has been a bit of government guidelines about sharing dice this year, but yeah.
Yeah, right. That's interesting.
That's on
so you've got to cleanse them in between each person.
Wash your hands, you know, all that stuff. Nice. But yeah, you roll the dice, and when a person rolls a six, they have to put on a woolly hat, a pair of gloves, and a scarf, and they grab a fork, and you've got to eat the jelly. Or the
with a fork.
Skittles with a fork, and you're allowed to keep eating until someone else rolls a six, which might be 10 seconds or it might be, you know, a minute. But you might even have the gloves grabbed off you before you even get to have a bite of the jelly. But, you know, yeah, with kids, you know, with young kids around, it just descends into chaos, but good chaos. And it's just,
Yeah,
good fun.
And I guess that's the point. It's just being able to let go and have fun, isn't it? And yes, it's a bit chaotic, but like that's good. It's good.
Yeah, my mum, I mean, we'll be able to see mum and dad this year. And my mum usually organises like a treasure hunt for the kids as well at Christmas parties. So she'll set this little list of tasks and clues for things that are hidden around the house. And the kids So they have to go off and find the clue. And then they run back to Gran, wherever she's sitting, and she'll tell them the next clue. And then one of them will go, oh, I know where that is. And they'll leg it off. And eventually they'll get the treasure at the end. So I know, yeah, that's loads of good fun as well. So I think we will get to experience most of that this year, which is cool. I hope.
Yeah. One of the things that I was thinking about after the last one that we did, you mentioned about people watching TV. And I was thinking, how many people these days actually watch scheduled television? And how many people are just streaming what they actually want to see?
I know.
Which means that we're not limited to what's on the telly necessarily either, other than the Queen's speech, of course. We have to listen to the Queen's speech. Yeah. But apart from that, I mean, you can watch what you want, can't you? And because you can stream stuff, there's so many options now. The issue of having more fun rather than prescribed fun is very much there for us.
There is, it's a ridiculous time, isn't it, in terms of entertainment. And you know, I guess the downside is that we're so kind of used to having our every second of our day prescribed, and kind of we're either being entertained or we're working, that there's no time for just sitting and being quiet and still, which is why you do your meditation. Will you be meditating right the way through Christmas?
Yeah, I'll if I can, and just take half an hour out and just chill. Mm. I mean, I very often wake up 5 o'clock, 5:30, something like that, and I will actually sit up in bed and do my meditation before the world starts. And that's quite an important point for me to focus.
Cool. And then you get your Nintendo out and play a bit of brain training or something.
Yeah. Train my brain. Yeah. So you're saying about playing on console games, because I mean that's something that was never a part of my life. I mean, there are some I've got to games is playing my Nintendo. What is it that you would play if you were online? What would you be playing on a console?
At the moment, I am playing Fortnite as well. I downloaded it for my lads, and I thought I'd.
So, what's actually Fortnite about? What's the game about? It's a
shoot 'em up. It's not violent, so it is safe for kids.
We just shoot people. It's not violent. It's like...
there's no blood. I mean, it's not graphic, but there are assault rifles and shotguns.
So it's sanitized murder.
I had always wondered, so I was really keen to have a look at it as well. So you start off in the solo mode, the main mode. You start off in this quite huge arena, like a big map, like a world, and everyone gets dropped in. There's 100 people that start the game. All real humans. They're all logged in from somewhere else on planet Earth.
Real humans. Wow.
Yeah. You fly over this land, and you can choose when you want to drop out of this thing you're flying in, and you land on the and it's basically last man standing wins. Last person standing. So I usually like to start somewhere a bit quiet where I can. You have to go in and out of houses and kind of look around the landscape to find weapons, get some guns, pistols, shotguns, all that kind of stuff.
Does that mean you haven't got anything when you land?
That's right. You start with nothing but an axe.
You haven't even got a pea shooter.
You start with an axe because you can hack away at like trees and buildings to kind of build up your inventory of wood and bricks and stuff. So you can build forts if you need to. I'm not very good at that. And anyway, so you build up your inventory. Every now and again, you might see someone on the distance and you need to kind of have a little battle with them. And every 2 minutes, I think it is, or 3 minutes, the arena starts to get smaller. Like the storm comes in on the sides of the world. And it gets tighter and tighter. So it forces everyone into a smaller part of the map. And you don't know which part of the map. So you might need to like leg it right to the other side. And at the end, there's probably like 10 people left, and you kind of get a warning. So you're in this really small area, and there's 10 other people near you somewhere. And
are they trying to shoot each other as well?
Yeah, everyone's just trying to get each other. There are team versions, so you can have like you can play it. So it's two squads against each other as well. So there are different modes, but.
So what if you land and then someone shoots you? Does that mean you're out of that game? You got to start again.
Yeah, but you can start again. You just press go to the next one, and you know a few minutes later you'll be starting all over again. But I can see why it's addictive. It's a free download as well, weirdly. So you can play it for free, and there's things you can buy in the game, you know, so that they must make millions, man, from selling different character covers and hats and clothes you can get. It's mad. But it's quite cool. Lots of video games for us as well. So I'm not all about go out, enjoy nature, go for walks, play charades. We do that and we are quite good at doing all that stuff, but yeah, I don't mind cranking up the PlayStation or the Nintendo at the same time.
Yeah. Love it. So I'll have to come around once all this COVID nonsense is over. You'd have to show me what happens and how you do it, because it's a completely other world to me. I don't know it at all.
I'll pencil you in once you've had your vaccination, Sean. You'll be near the top of the list, won't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be near the top of the list. they always do the criminally insane first. So.
I haven't written a resource down in mine, but I'll stick Fortnite because it's free, and people, if they want to get addicted to a free game, try it at your own risk. Yeah. But it's good fun. What about you?
I've put in it's the Witch service of they test things. Well, they've tested a load of games, and these are five games that they recommend. They did surveys and stuff. And that you can play on Zoom over Christmas. They're the most popular ones. So I thought I'll stick that on, and then maybe people find things there that they could play with. You know.
Brilliant.
And I've made some silly suggestions in the in the blog, to go with it. But there you go.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'll link to all that stuff. It's on livingthepresent.co.uk as ever. We're going to be carrying on the episodes all through the Christmas period and New Year, etc. So we'll be back for more next week. But Sean, you have a good one, eh? I'll see you on the other side.
Keep smiling.
All right.
See
you later.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.